Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Came to this planet to deliver this mission, this message that I have for the planet. Oh, what a beautiful day. Today is a wonderful day. I am so grateful to have this space, to share this space with you, knowing that all is perfect right now as we continue to choose love, as we embrace the end and the beginning, as we celebrate the winter solstice, as we celebrate a new consciousness, a new era, a new earth, a new self, recognizing who and true who we truly are. Yes, this is a special show of the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in and joining us. Our spiritual midwives are standing by. And spiritual midwife, they show up as male and female, because, you know, there's no gender in God. But sometimes to make things exciting and interesting, God says, oh, let me create what looks like an opposite to myself and see how much fun I can create. Yes. December 21st, 2012. Today is the day. Like some people have been saying, we're still here. Of course. No matter what happens, you're always going to be here. You were never born and you never die. So we want to just lovingly, gently move into that consciousness of truth, of groundedness, knowing that we are always one with the one. And we're going to anchor the show, this moment, this, call it a ritual, call it a celebration, in prayer. And I'm getting ready to bring on my wonderful friend, the Rocket Reverend. I love this woman. Let me read a little bit about her as I get ready to bring her on. Let me tap on that and tap on this. And here we go, Reverend Rio Kelly. She's one of our spiritual midwives. She's going to open it up. She's going to create a sacred space for us all and remind us that we are always walking on holy ground. Reverend Rio Kelly is a minister of Agape Ministry. Okay, let's try that again. She's a minister of Agape Ministry. There you go. Director of Admissions for Agape University at the Agape International Spiritual Center in Culver City. She's also the director. Director Agape? I think that's a typo. Celeste, you're trying to trip me up. I'm paying attention. But she does, Reverend Rio and Celeste and me, that love rules. And to find out more about Reverend Rio, you can find her on Facebook, facebook.com/ Reverend Rio. No, Rev Rio, R-E-V-R-I-O. She's also on Twitter. Her handle is Rev Rio Agape, R-E-V-R-I-O, Agape. and you're listening to the Agape Choir right now, reminding us and praying that we want to live in a holy, holy way. We're going to live from within. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychic and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful friend, the rocking Reverend Loving Rio. Hello, Reverend Rio. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you, Ade?
I am good. I am so grateful, and I want to publicly thank you for saying yes to this moment. It's an idea that popped in my consciousness, and I said yes before I even knew how it was going to happen. I just said yes. I was like, oh, what are we going to do? You'll figure it out. So thank you for showing up. And you're going to...
I'm going to pray for you, babe. I'm just going to pray. Not for you or for anything. I'm just going to let spirit speak.
Let's do it.
So let's just take a moment in absolute gratitude. We begin in gratitude because gratitude is where we are in this moment. We are alive. We are constantly alive. We are eternally alive. And so I am grateful for this moment right here. I am grateful for every moment that we stand in this divine presence that is everywhere, this divine elegance, beauty, oneness, wholeness, eternality. This divine love that is everywhere present. It is in every person, in every place, in everything, in every situation, in every circumstance. God, love, beauty, grace, elegance, wholeness is right here, right now, present as life itself. It is my life. It is Ade's life. It is Celeste's life. It is the life and the breath of every wonderful guest, of every midwife that is coming to this sacred program, visible and invisible. It is the life and the breath of every listener, of every person on this entire planet. This is what God is. This is how we show up as God, as love, as beauty, as grace. And so I just take this moment and I bless this time together. I bless this entire program. I know that this is the best program ever, that this is brand new program in this moment, that this is a beautiful winter solstice program, that this is the perfect, perfect place for love to show up, and that this is a perfect day. Everything is unfolding with ease, grace, and harmony for this wonderful, magnificent program, for everyone involved, for all of the people here, for all of those listening. I know that everyone who is within the sound of my voice, who is within the sound of Ade's voice, who listens later, is touched and moved in a perfect way to remember their love, their perfection, the truth of who they are, and the beauty that they bring to this planet. This is what I know, and this is what I claim for this time together, and how grateful I am for this time, how grateful I am for this prayer, how grateful I am for each and every moment of this sacred space and of the wonderful vibrational tone that this space sets in everybody's hearts that listens to this program. And it is from this place of gratitude and thanksgiving that I release my word into the divine, beautiful, loving heart of grace, knowing that grace is beyond law and that grace is the order of the day. And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
And so it is. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Rio.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And before we move on, is there anything else you just want to leave with us? Anything that's bubbling up for you?
Remember to love each other. That everything that comes forward today is an opportunity for love. Love.
Yes.
Even if it seems chaotic, even if it seems frustrating, remember, in that is love.
Yes. And so it is. Thank you, my sister.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you back.
Thank you so much.
Have
yes,
a great,
yes, yes.
great day.
Thank you. I will. From us, you started my day right. It's on now.
It's
everybody,
on.
Brace yourself. Thank you, Rocky Reverend Rio. Appreciate
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Peace out, peace in, peace everywhere, evenly present. And I am so grateful for all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line. Thank you all for tuning in. And I really want to invite you as we get ready to move to the next spiritual midwife, Charles Holt, to know, to hold a consciousness, to just allow yourself to soak in that love that Reverend Rio just shared with us, and knowing that you are that. You are the lover. You are the light. You are the ending and the beginning. You are so much more. And continue to hold the healing consciousness, the prayer consciousness for yourself, for your loved one, for the community, for the world, for what's happening in this country, what's happening internationally. It's a whole, this is, we're pushing the apply button now. No more excuses. No more excuses. Time to go within. And now we bring on our next spiritual midwife, the intuitive rebel, singer. Let me read a little bit about him. My brother, a brother with such a beautiful heart, a great singer. He's an author, an actor, a singer, a speaker, an inspirationist. He's the author of Intuitive Rebel. It's his latest book, and I invite you to get yourself a copy. It's all about listening to the inner voice rather than the chatter. His website address is intuitiverebel.com, intuitiverebel.com. And he is here today to be the voice, for the voice of the one consciousness, and remind us of who we are as we fly through this planet. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychic and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, Charles Holt. How are you doing, my brother?
I am outstanding.
Yes,
brother,
you are.
Hey, how are you?
I'm. You know, I'm so grateful. I'm full, and there might be some liquid thoughts coming out through my eyes in a minute. But you know, as I said earlier, I caught the idea. I said yes, and I start thinking how we're gonna do it. And but I'm just loving how it's all coming together. So I'm grateful. I am really grateful. So whole world is celebrating, even those that know and those that don't know, because we only, there's only one of us here. So we're all celebrating a new awareness, celebrating the winter solstice where we're reminded to be the light. I just want to throw it to you and let us know, you know, what do you want to share with us? What do you want to leave with us? What's in your heart that you want to just drop in our consciousness right now?
Well, everything that has happened has led us up to this point. And even though the eyes of appearances bring about the complexities of life and certain things that may seem a little hard to wrap our natural minds around, there is a part of us that is ready to transcend that. There is that part of us that knows that even before we came to the planet, even before we signed this divine contract and mandate to be a beneficial presence, that we came here with so many gifts and talents. And within this passage, there are so many divine and I'll just call them delicious ways that we can show up. I was thinking about my parents and what kind of, you know, title they gave us when we were growing up. Of course, you know, to our grandparents, we were the grandchildren, and we were the children to our parents, and then we became friends, then we became whatever, football stars, and I went on to work for IBM, and I went to work in the theater, and I was on Broadway and Lion King, and I thought about, I've had so many wonderful lives in this human emanation already, and so many things that I've brought to the planet in terms of what I have contributed, but we are midwives. Mm-hmm. We're all midwives, and now is a great opportunity for us to usher in a whole new consciousness, a whole new way of being. Every single thing that has transpired in front of us is just a jumping off point for us to leap further into understanding our true nature of why we're here, what we serve as, and how to serve. Many of us are on the cutting edge. We understand it, like you mentioned. We understand what is happening because we've been taught. Now it's time for us to be demonstrations, to become contagious agents of transformation. So now I think what this is all, everything that has happened, every event, every sensational social dynamic, if you will, that has happened, has given us the opportunity just to be more conscious of what is really at hand. What is this divine presence trying to tell us? What is the setup? And how is it, how does it want to move through me? How does it want to show up through me? Knowing that I just didn't come down here to get, to have. I came down here to share. And even further than that, I came to share what is eternal, peace. Well, then if we want peace, we ask the question, what is peace to me? And how does peace show up through me? How do I become an embodiment of peace? We've now passed over a threshold of wanting someone else to do the work that we came to do. Mm-hmm. It is time for us to step up. And we who know are living demonstrations of that.
Yes.
We know. We know too much. So we are, yes, the midwives. Some people say we're standing in the gap. And it's all right. Because if we do really love, if we do really love like Reverend Rio indicated in the prayer, then, yes, we'll have a higher awareness and a higher knowing that it's all about oneness and all about love. That's all it is. That's basically what it is. I'm just so grateful to be here, Brother Ade, and everyone who's listening. It's a monumental time in the history of existence. And I know that sometimes the media gives us a way to really celebrate it without understanding the deeper
right.
meaning of what is
mm-hmm.
happening.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us who do know, who do sing, pray, act, dance, who are in professions, and who do know, doctors, lawyers, who do know,
mm-hmm.
we're now peeling back so that the light shines even brighter for those
mm-hmm.
who want to know more, who are learning to see it. And then that contagious magnetism, it comes into full play, and we're guided to who we need to be guided to where we need to go, to what we need to do, instead of trying to push
uh-huh.
and make and manipulate. It's been a journey of mine for years until I woke up and something said, I got you. You don't have to do any of that. You came here with it. So all you have to do is just allow it to unfold.
Uh-huh.
Just allow it to unfold. And we're ready. We already may not look like it with the natural eyes, and may not sound like it. We may not be tuned in to the right vibration or the right station, but we're ready for those equalizers to be adjusted. We're ready. We are ready. We're more ready than we've ever been. And the universe, this great, great, great love, intelligence, beauty, is giving us every indication and every opportunity to say yes. Just say yes. Because in that yes, it just releases something that is far beyond the intellect, far beyond what we have ever known, experienced, dreamed of, or encountered before.
Yes.
It's just it's right here waiting for us, and it's after us. It is after us, and it will have final word. But it's always good to just say yes right now.
No, that's right. I know that is right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I say yes.
Yes.
I appreciate you for the work you're doing and how you're being part of this wonderful community called Earth, this planet, and adding and sharing your gift. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. It's a special show. I don't normally do a show on Friday, but, you know, we just wanted to anchor this wonderful consciousness with some powerful spiritual midwives. That was my brother, Charles Holt. His website address is intuitiverebel.com, intuitiverebel.com. And we've got more people next. We're getting ready to let it go, set a whole new intention, and recognize we're standing in the light because we are the light. And when we realize we are the light, oh, we are in the promised land. Yes, we are. I'm so grateful. And listeners, those of you listening online or on the phone line, if you want to add your consciousness to this conversation, you can post your comments on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio fan page, like page, and we'll do our best to get to it. The Ask Life Coach Ade Radio fan page, like page. You can put it in the chat room, but it's best if you just do it in the fan page. Now, I'm just going to move on. I'm about to explode here. I've had Reverend Rio, Charles, and I'm just like, now I know why I caught this idea. I say, yes, it's time really to let go, to check our intention. And I want to bring on my friend, my sister, all the people we're bringing on today have been a guest on here. You know them. You've experienced them in your own community. And I'm so grateful. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome our next spiritual midwife. And that is Sister Cynthia James. Hello, Cynthia. How are you doing?
I'm great, Addie. How are you?
I am good. I just love your laughter, your energy. You know, you just come in here so quietly and you just shake things up. Woo, that's some power. That's some power. Thank you for being part of this co-creative, wonderful experience as we remember that we are the change we want to see. We are part of the evolution. And I just want to throw it to you to add, share, whatever you're feeling, to leave with us, to drop in our awareness so that we remember, as Charles has said, Reverend Rio said, that we are the love and we're here to share that love.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm excited about this time in history. I think it's an amazing time. And I believe that we're on the precipice of this universal shift that will take us into unexpected and miraculous experiences. And as I was listening, you know, what the thought that came to me is that the dress rehearsal is over. We are now stepping into the we're stepping on that stage of life where we're called to show up to show up in our authenticity, in our hearts, in our wisdom, in our courage, and that we have to stop. I loved what Charles said, that we have to really stop looking outside ourselves, that really the time now is to get clear and remember who we are and why we have come. You know, this day represents a lot of stuff for people. You know, I mean, it's the solstice, you know, which, you know, the longest day in the year and the darkest time, which I think is the darkness before the dawn. It's the end of the Mayan calendar, which for me really is about an energetic shift internally and externally, that, you know, science is telling us that there's energetic shifts that are happening in the planets and in the universe. And that for us, though, I think what that means is that the shifts are showing us that old paradigms of living and doing business are shifting, and in some case they're crumbling, which is why we're seeing such intensity all over the place and people showing up in ways that are scary and inappropriate, because they don't know how to handle watching everything that they thought was real show up as an illusion. They don't know what to do with it. And so people are experiencing these life changes and challenges. You know, people I coach and people that I'm working with are going through major life changes. Relationships are going away. Their intuitive nature is being challenged, their ways of looking at things, because they're called to remember and to show up. And so, you know, when I was thinking about what I wanted to say today, you know, I really want to remind us all that we're connected and interconnected. We're connected with each other and with the universal energy, and that there are infinite possibilities, and that if we stop clinging to the past and open to what is possible for us to bring our light into the world, man, something extraordinary can happen. And so I believe that we can take the opportunity that's here now, because I think the portals are open, the universal portals are open, and we can call in the next level of our growth, our transformation, our healing, and our connectivity. And, you know, it's really interesting, because when you think about indigenous people, they've always known that we're here to collaborate. They've always known that we can't do it alone. I love that you keep saying, you know, there's only one of us here, and that we are to love and support and honor each other, and that we're not here to do it alone. You know, we've gotten so technological and so analytical, and we've forgotten the heart. And so I just feel like, really, if we can move into a place of collaboration and supporting one another and consider everything that affects the whole, something powerful unfolds. I mean, it's so interesting, because I've really been looking at, how do I want to end this year? And how do I want to step into this new paradigm of living? And so I've really been looking at my choices, my own life choices, and anything that I haven't, that's not feeling supported for me in this moment, I'm really looking at, well, what do I want to release and surrender or discard that's not for my highest and best? And so I really have said, you know, I want to have intentional completions. If there's relationships that need to be healed, I want to heal them. If there's things that are in my closets that should be out, I want to get them out. If there are things that have been laying around incompletes in my work, I want to complete them or intentionally let them go, so that there's space, so that there's space for spirit to come in and do what it does naturally. Because we are not here to suffer, and we are not here to work hard. I it's really interesting, because I grew up in a family. It was like, everybody, you know, you have to work hard, and then, you know, there's struggle. And it's like, well, what if struggle's not an option? You know, what if really we're here to shine our light and really bring our gifts, and that by completing old things that no longer serve, we create the space for spirit to step in and do for us without pushing and forcing and struggling. I've been looking at my own life for the last couple of years, and some of the most miraculous things that have happened, I didn't do anything to get them. I just was available. And so I just want to say to everyone, you know, look at your life choices. Make some intentional and committed completions. And then reconnect to your gifts. You know, really, I think sometimes we get so caught up in working and doing things that we have forgotten that we're the gift, that each one of us is a unique and original imprint, and that we come here by divine design, that we're important, and that if you bring your gifts, the things that ignite you and support you and you know are unique to you, then you can be in service, because we're here to be in service. I love what Charles said, we're not here to get. We're not.
Mm-hmm.
We are here mm-hmm. to be a place of circulation, of giving and receiving, so that the whole, you know, gets nurtured and fertilized with our love. You know, I just think that that's what we're here to do. And I guess I would want to say to people that if you really can slow down enough, can step away from the computers for a moment and the texting and the doing, and really get in touch with your divinity, with that inner voice that is always talking to you and always trying to guide you and support you, if you can do that, then you start to get that you're essential, that you are necessary to the planet, that you're important, and that there would be a hole without you. And so you're here as an integral part of that web of intuitive knowing and love that's for this time in history. Mm. And you're here to make a difference. You're here to bring those gifts, and you're here to show other people, model for other people how God can show up in extraordinary ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for people like you, Addie, who are touching people through the media, because I think that media is one of the ways that we can heal, because if we
yes.
keep hearing enough truth, we'll breathe it in and it will become a part of us.
Indeed.
And so I just want people to join me and dare to step through these portals into this once of a lifetime moment in history and soar together.
Mm-hmm. Let's soar together as you let go of stuff that don't serve you so you can take flight. And listeners, you're listening to Cynthia James, and let me go scroll up here. Cynthia James, as you heard it already, but I'm going to read a little bit and tell you about her website. She is a transformational specialist, and one of today's brightest and best loved inspirational leaders and teachers, guiding thousands of people to make changes at a deep level, for lasting healing in their lives. To find out more about Cynthia James, you can go to her website. It's real simple, cynthiajames.net. Cynthia, thank you for what you are doing in the world. I look forward to continuing the conversation with you next year, next month, whenever it is, because you're definitely coming back. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Addie, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Yes, 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 Cynthia James. Her website address, once again, is cynthiajames.net. It's about letting it go, releasing it. We're trying to move. We're not trying. No trying. Trying is a poor excuse to fail. We're not trying. We're moving. We're going and growing with the flow. And take a breath. And I want to invite listeners, as you're listening, as you're hearing the spiritual midwives sharing their thoughts, sharing their love, sharing themselves, as you're letting go of stuff that don't serve you, understand this is your opportunity to push the apply button. Not just to listen and say, oh, that was great, but consciously push the apply button. We're getting ready to bring on Richard Moss. I am so grateful. Here's a little bit of Cynthia James. Let it go. Surrender. But let it go, because there is no place where God is not. God is everywhere, evenly present. So let it go. You just get to fall. You just get to fall into the truth of who you are. It's time to just say, you know what? I'm ready to do this. I'm grateful. Let's bring on our next spiritual midwife. As we all are being invited to activate the light that is in us, our inner splendor, that we are it. We are one with the one consciousness. So we can always be aware of what we're adding to the world, the conversation we're having, the thought we're thinking, what we're feeling. Say, wow, what I'm thinking now is part of, I'm releasing this into the planet. That's right, God is here, let it go, trust the process. And right now we're bringing on the next spiritual midwife, Richard Moss. He's an internationally respected, as a visionary thinker, a teacher, an author of 6 books on transformation, self-healing, and the art of conscious living. His latest is the Inside Out Healing, transforming your life through the power of presence. His website address is richardmoss.com. That's M-O-S-S.com. richardmoss.com. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, myself, Richard Moss. How are you doing, Richard?
Hi, Eddie. How are you? I'm pretty good. But I have to say I'm really, really confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm incredibly confused. I just can't figure out whether today is the first day of winter and the shortest day of the year, or whether
mm-hmm.
today is the first day of summer and the longest day of the year. I'm kind of split between my very self-involved northern hemispheric identity and my
mm-hmm.
equally narcissistic self-involved southern hemispheric identity.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I just figured it out. I'm an earthling. I'm an earthling. So today is the shortest day and the longest day. Today is the beginning of winter and today is the beginning of summer.
We're in the gap, as Charles said. We're in between of it all. We're in the middle of all that is. We are it.
Yeah, well, I thought for a moment, just to be playful, you know.
Yes.
Because, you know, and here's something else. We're talking about a new paradigm. So how about this? What do we see when we look? Well, maybe I was trying to think about how to do this with less words and more images.
Mm.
So the first image for me is just the whole Earth floating in space.
Mm.
You know, that I don't know which astronaut took that picture from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it was in 1969 when Armstrong landed on the moon. And for the first time ever, we saw the whole of planet Earth, the way we can see the moon on a full moon, we saw it floating there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't see any boundaries. You don't see any borders. You don't see any nations. And just when I was looking for a logo for my first book, which was published, I guess, in 1980, 81, it's called The I, capital I, like I am, The I That Is We. And on the first edition of that book, there's just a silhouette of a person, you know, kind of a androgynous male female kind of person, with
mm-hmm.
the earth where the heart is, the whole earth floating in space, earth where the heart is, in the center of the chest.
Mm.
Yeah. And just that image. Because right now people are walking, maybe people are, you know, in the car driving, and just to realize that, you know, it's snow. I'm looking out at snow here, and now I don't know what you have there, but it's tropical in other parts of the world, and it's summertime in the southern hemisphere, and which means in a sense when I'm unhappy, I remember that I can't be unhappy without the memory and the experience of being happy. I try to hold them both. When I'm lonely, I try to remember all the wonderful, wonderful friends that I've and times I've spent with people. You know, and because we're talking about God and we're talking about the One, but it's meaningless without the Two. I mean, that's the mystery. And so I was thinking, what maybe intimacy is a global affair. Maybe maybe for us, if we can imagine the Earth and start thinking of ourselves as Earthlings instead of Americans or Germans or Saudi Arabians and so on, and or Chinese, and you know, and every time we say the name a nation, something happens inside of us. I think like we were vilifying the Japanese 15, 20 years ago because they seemed to be so ascendant economically. We were scared of them. And then now we're scared of the Chinese. And the Chinese are scared of us. And the North Koreans are scared of the South Koreans. And it just, yeah, but we're all Earthlings. And boy, we still have to learn this. So I just put that image out for us today on the solstice, that it's summer today and it's winter today. It's the longest and it's the shortest day. Because we get so self-involved, you know. My prayer, one prayer would be that all of us, we start to see so deeply our self-involvement and we detest it. And we and begin to detest our self-involvement in our marriages and in our couples and our relationships, and really, really, really want to know who that person is over there that we call husband or wife or son or daughter or mother or father or employer or employee or friend or foe. Who is that? Who is that? Because if I'm so self-involved, I'll never see them, never hear them.
Right.
And you know, I've ruined a lot of things in my life because of being self-involved. And I don't want it anymore. I just don't want it. And then I've been called a spiritual teacher, but right now if I had a choice, I would supplant the image of the one or the image of God with the image of the two. Imagine if deity is actually a man and a woman side by side.
Yes.
And so incredibly unique and inseparable. I mean, think about it. If you have a coin and on one side you have a picture or figure of a man, and on the other side you have a figure of a woman, and the coin is an old coin, a coin from Mesopotamia, and it's thick and heavy and unrefined. But if you can get the coin now and with modern technology, super thin, on one side is a man, on one side is a woman, and it gets thinner and thinner and thinner, but the man, the male never loses the maleness, and the female never loses the femaleness, and yet they become one. They are one in there, and they are two. They're one in there, two. God is never just one.
Yes.
I know all these people are talking about one consciousness, one consciousness, one consciousness. I even had a realization of that consciousness. And all that did was help me have a little more clarity about two, about opposites, about north, about today's summer and today's winter. Today's the longest day, today's the shortest day. Balance, some kind of balance. Think about that paradigm change. If the divine couple were our symbol of deity. Because what do we think about when we say God? I mean, really, if we know anything, we realize that the word God stops our mind, ends all images, ends all thinking, ends all thoughts. So what are we left with when images and thinking and thoughts are gone? We're left with being, but what does that mean unless you're actually tasting and living it? But for most people, God is an image, and it's an image of a man. And then for some people, okay, the Buddhists dismiss God, but then they have Buddha nature or the Buddha, which is an avatar. And then once again, the avatar is, you know, the incarnation of a deity and the incarnation of a God, and almost always a man. But then we have the Divine Mother. You know, we have wonderful beings like, who am I thinking of now? That hugs everybody and that wonderful woman.
Oh, Amma.
Amma, yeah. But that's the Divine Mother. Why is it we just can't get it together?
Yes.
It keeps splitting and splitting and splitting and splitting. And so that's our consciousness. Right, we're not ready to be Earthlings, so we're not ready to be really intimate. We're not ready to be instructed as a man by a woman about our bodies and about love and about sex. And we're not ready to be instructed, truly instructed, as a woman by a man. We're not. We have the roles so separated, and it's breaking down. Like the woman you were just talking to was saying, your relationship is just up in the air for us now. It's just so problematic because we're growing into a new paradigm. And maybe at the heart of that new paradigm is the divine couple.
Yeah.
However we want to visualize that. I mean, because I think people that are listening to us right now are probably mostly in North America, so they mostly think this is winter just started today and that this is the shortest day. Wrong. I mean, it's right from our locality, but it's wrong if I'm an earthling. If I'm an earthling, it's the shortest and the longest day at the same time. How do I live with that? How do I live that I'm never going to be a man without a woman who's empowered and teaching me, and a woman is never going to be fully a woman without a man who's empowered and teaching her?
Yeah.
And that coin gets thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. That gap gets thinner and thinner. So what are the images that maybe propel us into this new age? So for me, one of them is the earth, just the earth, floating there in space, billions, trillions of miles from the nearest next planet that might have some kind of life.
Yes.
And then another image, you know, intimacy. Real intimacy, deep, profound intimacy, where we had to, the one had to become two. You know, the next generation of children aren't going to come from men. Sorry. The next generation of children aren't going to come from women. Sorry. There's not going to be a single woman giving birth to a child without a male somewhere. Not going to be a single child born without a woman. You know, there's no future without the two. And so if we're going to be earthlings, then we need a spirituality that's for everybody.
Yes.
What's that going to be? You think it's going to be a new set of rules, you know, doctrine, dogma, religious admonitions? To me, it's going to be a psychology of consciousness, a spirituality based in awareness.
Indeed. It's a new awareness, that whole thing. I mean, I love how this is flowing. Reverend really reminded us about love. Charles was talking about really we're here to share and being able to, Cynthia was saying, being able to just let go of old paradigms and embrace a whole new reality. You're talking here about what I call the duality of oneness. And, you know, this is part of the shift. And what I'm hearing you say is how we really push the apply button, recognize the God in each and one of us, in all of us, and, you know, really embracing all of life. And I thank you, Richard Moss. I thank you so much for that perspective and helping us digest this thing called truth or spirituality. Because sometimes we get spiritual and we still find ourselves separated. But, you know, it's in it all, and I thank you for your contribution, and I look forward again with you as well to having to continue the conversation. I think, yeah, you're coming back, and we got a day scheduled for you in January.
Yeah, we do.
We'll talk more about that. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much, my brother, my friend, myself, Dr. Richard Moss. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie. Thanks for what you're doing.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, so it's time to talk about letting it go, sharing your gift. Sometimes you're afraid. You forget that you are the love. Sometimes you forget, okay, there's an energetic shift going on, but I don't know. I want to hide my insecurities. I don't want to deal with that. Ah, or you see other people. But guess what? It's time to dance with your shadow. It's time to say, okay, I got insecurities. Okay, I'm going to love myself. I'm judgmental. I'm going to love myself. I don't feel worthy. I'm going to love myself. we just had a conversation with Richard Moss. His website address, once again, reminder, richardmoss.com.
com to find out more about him. Now we're bringing Sherry Richards. We have Richard Moss, now we have Sherry Richards. And I was just going to just drop what she's filling in her consciousness. She's an author, a speaker, a hypnotherapist. She's the author of Dancing with Your Dragon, The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. I'm just loving how all of this is unfolding. It just feels so great. I feel goosebumps and everything. Sherry, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, yes, I'm going to say that for all my guests because I want to just help you. I want all of you to join me, the physical beings and non-physical beings. Help me welcome my friend, myself, my sister, Sherry Richards. It's time to dance with our dragon. Hello, Sherry. How
Let's
are you doing?
Let's dance our day. Let's do
dance.
Some dancing, huh?
Dance with our insecurities, our fears, our belief system, and say, bring it, because God is the only thing that's actually happening here.
That's right, dance it all, and that's just so important to bring it all up into the light, you know, whether like Richard was saying, it's the longest day or the shortest day, we're talking about darkness and lightness, and we're talking about letting it all come together in the light of love and the light of awareness. And for me, what you said there is like, if you're insecure, let it be. And when you let it be, that opens your heart. If you got something that's scary inside, something that wants to hurt somebody, wants to hurt you, let it be. You don't have to act on it. But when you let it be, when you let things be, that brings awareness to them. Awareness brings the light. Awareness brings the love. Awareness brings acceptance. And that very acceptance creates transformation, just like that. So when you hide it all down there in the darkness, it doesn't have the opportunity to transform, and we're pushing it down and we're keeping it rigid and we're using all our energy to get away from it, and then it gets stuck. And then we can't dance, because if you're stuck, you're all tied up with ropes and you can't move, right? Letting it be in love, then that's when the transformation happens. And for me, that's what this is all about. You know, everyone's talking about the difficulties that are happening right now as we're going through this transformation. It's because things are starting to move more into awareness, things that we've been pushing away from or hiding or trying to pretend weren't there or judging ourselves and beating ourselves up for having them. Hey, we're human. You know, humans have stuff like this.
Yes.
But we're learning to become our souls. We're learning to accept our divinity and allow the divinity to transform these things in us so that, okay, it comes up, you have a thought, and it's maybe not a thought that you really like to have because you'd like to have one that's more about love, and maybe this one is about, I'm so mad at that person because they said something to me. Just let it go, just let it move.
Yes.
I really want people to get this thing. You know, we're talking with all these words, but it's a feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
A feeling in the heart. It's a feeling of the divine. And if you really put your attention on your heart, which is right there where you think it is, right? Bring your awareness to that level. Breathe into it. Expand it. Open it. And at the same time, put your attention, lift your awareness up above your head to where the region of the soul is, between your eyes right there in the third eye area. Bring your awareness there, hold it, and open it, and let the energy come. It's really an energetic experience, the love and the light.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's not about thinking about it so much. It's about dancing. It's about being it. It's about noticing it. It's about moving with it. Let yourself move. And the key I want to really, really invite people, when you're going to start dancing with your dragon, you have to let yourself see that the dragon's there in you. You can't dance with it if you aren't aware of it. And so to let yourself be aware of it, you have to not judge it, because as soon as you judge it, it's going to go hide. It's like, they don't like me. They don't like me. I'm going to try to get out of here. Yeah.
So even our insecurities has issues. Our insecurities has
insecurities. Our insecurities have insecurities.
So we can be compassionate with our insecurities and our doubts, our fears, our worries. It's like, it's okay, it's okay. No, I just got nervous when you showed up. It's all right. Come here, let me give you a hug. Okay,
let
I feel
give
better.
Give you
I feel...
a hug.
Yes,
right. If
yes.
we just hugged everything, if we just let everything get love. That's my
yeah.
sense of it. If it all gets love, then it can change into love.
Mm.
And
yes.
ultimately, I feel that that's at the root of it all. Yeah.
Indeed.
And so
indeed.
We've got
Go
the
ahead.
Male and we've got the female, and each part of us has its particular way of being. But when you start to get into the feeling realm of the divine and you're moving into this space of love and heart and acceptance, it's just a beautiful thing, and it's transformational. And when you have to, you know, think and write and structure and plan and all that, that's possible too. You can do that. Not a problem. But when the feelings are in there, the insecurities, the little kids, the parts that feel bad about themselves, the ones that think they're not good enough or they're not spiritual enough or they're not loved enough, just let yourself love them.
Yes.
Bring in that love of your own heart. It's not about the other person coming to love you. They might.
Mm-hmm.
They might, and they will eventually. But when you've got it there, when you've got that direct connection, it's above your head, it's in your heart, it's the light of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Just open. Let yourself receive it.
Yeah.
Let it come on down.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It will. It is. Yeah, drink it in.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. We're looking forward to continuing the conversation with you in the next few weeks, months, next year, whatever it is, the next day. Thank you for all the work you're doing on the planet and helping us
Absolutely.
Be whole and embracing all of ourselves. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you.
Happy solstice
to you. Yes, indeed. Happy solstice. Yes, yes, yes. A new moment, a new beginning. We're getting ready to move on to the next spiritual midwife, Bishop Carlton Pearson. And just trust in the process, knowing that all is really, really well. So this love consciousness, or this is the time where we've been loving ourselves and love you. Yeah, that's fine, but it's got to happen within, because if you don't understand it, you won't see it. Even if it's served to you on a plate. To find out more about Sherry Richards, her website address is dancingwithyourdragon.com. dancingwithyourdragon.com. And it's time, almost time to bring up Bishop. Let's see, let's do this. Let's do this. And just play a little bit of this.
Just now is the time. And this is the moment. All else is but a memory of what has been, or speculation of what might come. It's useful to look back and to look forward as well. But always remember, now is where you are, and now is when you can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this. Whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness,
yes, yes, yes. Perfect music for this moment. I know you wanted to hear more. Go to bishoppearson.com and get yourself a copy. Get you some. Yes, yes, yes. It's time to bring on the bishop. Said, let it be. Trust the process. Embrace your fears, your doubts, your worries, your insecurities. Understand the duality of what I call duality of oneness, the male and the female. And let go of all the other stories. Recognize that you're here to share your gift because you are love. And it's time to hear more words of wisdom from the bishop. Let me scroll down here so I can tell you a little bit about him. You know about him, but I would just want to read a little bit some for those of maybe one or two people who don't know. Bishop Carlton Pearson is blazing a new trail of spiritual leadership on a global scale. His latest work is God is not a Christian, nor a Jew, Muslim, Hindu, .. God dwells with us, in us, around us, as us. His website address is bishoppearson.com. And our spiritual midwives are all standing by. Thank you, thank you for being patient. You know we're going over, or not over, but we're going with the flow. So just bear with us, and we're going to get through it all. Let's go to Bishop Carlton. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome our brother, our friend, our self, God in action, my brother, Bishop Pearson. How are you doing?
Afternoon, sir. I'm doing great. Trust you're doing well. Sounds like you are.
Oh, I'm having a time of my life. I'm just letting it be.
Me too. That's the only way through this shift that we're going through is just to relax. And I think it was Sharon was saying, just kind of lean into the process and don't resist or resent it. Sometimes don't even speculate. Don't even question. Just relax and let the universe take its role, play its role in time and space.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, as you know, we're celebrating a new moment, a new awareness, an ending, the beginning, the winter solstice, the new era, the galactic alignment. We have all kind of names, but there's a shift in energy. There's a shift happening, and we're all part of it. What would you want to leave or drop in the consciousness of our listeners that they can take with them so they can easily and effortlessly push the apply button in their consciousness so they can be what they're here to be?
Well, the winter solstice signals, excuse me, the passage of a cycle. So it's a, and there are two solstices, you know, one in the spring as well. But at this time, people should reflect when we go into the longer nights, darkness, and meditative sort of pensive times. The days are shorter, so there's less light or less time for light. You don't see quite as clearly in night as you do in day. The moon is the night light. The sun is the daylight. So people should not panic when they don't see quite as clearly. You're not supposed to see quite as clearly at night. So there'll be periods over the next several months when we won't see clearly for longer periods. The important thing is to not get impatient when you don't see it quite with the kind of resolve or resolution or specificity that you would in the daytime. There are those periods when you see more clarity, but they're shorter. That's all that means. So it's just being patient. Christmas is an ancient celebration of light. So, you know, revelation, information, inspiration, and more importantly, transformation, that season. And it's the festival of lights that's been celebrated throughout the centuries long before Jesus. There's always been the Festival of Lights because astrology, stargazing, looking toward the moon and the sun, has always been a habit and instinct of human beings looking upward and trying to figure out the maze. So everybody, and I get a lot of emails this time of year from people who are tense and lonely and frightened and insecure, and they don't know what they're going to do in the new year, and they feel restlessness. There's a shifting in the energy at this time. And so sometimes when you misinterpret that shifting, it can make you depressed or frightened or even panicky. But when you remember, and when we all remember that we ultimately, in our pre-incarnate consciousness, agreed to come to this plane or planet or plan in consciousness, we agreed. So we're not here against our will, not a victim of destiny or of creation. We are a willing participant, but we, most of us, just forgot we said yes, and we've been saying no ever since. And resenting and resisting and protesting and contesting. So we literally relax and release and relinquish the tension and the anxiety and let it be. Que sera, hakuna matata. Whatever will be, will be.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, it's really about recognizing the truth. You know, you talk, when you say we come here to say yes, and we've been saying no. And can you just speak to what people can do? Even they may hear you and say, yeah, you know, I really want to say yes, but, you know, there's so much going on, and saying no is just easy. What can we start doing with this new shift? If maybe the thing is surrender, so we can develop our yes muscle. Yeah.
Well, our bodies shift, just like the physical body in a woman has the menstrual or monthly cycles. So do all human beings. We're actually shifting with the tides and times, except the woman knows what's happening. She understands it, or it's explained to her in due season what's happening to her body. She has ovaries, and occasionally I call them overreactions. So do we. So does the male. So do all human beings have ovaries, capacities to germinate and to terminate, if you will. So there's stopping seasons when there's termination. There's a termination. Then there is the determination and the termination. So there are terms and times and tides, and we have to embrace them when they come. Sometimes you feel a little sluggish in your body. It's time to rest and lay down and relax, or find out why the sluggishness is there. Don't protest it. Investigate it. So if you have a shift in mood swings, you stop and say, okay, why am I feeling this? Why do I want to cry? Or why am I laughing the way I gave a joke? Why am I sleepless? Or why am I sleepy? Why do I feel I want to go another direction today than my normal path? Why do I not want to go to work? Why should I stay home? So you ask yourself some questions. Why am I feeling this way? I call this self-examination. We must learn, Ade, and I'm sure you already know this, to have conversations with yourself. Interrogate, if you will. Excavate. Investigate. I call it do some archaeology. Do some digs. Find out what's buried. And when something dies, do an autopsy. You know, study it. Why did it die? Why did that particular dream die, or that particular passion? Why do I feel dispassionate or less passionate about a particular vision? Maybe you have to stop that job, change jobs. Sometimes that literally means moving geographically, finding another home, another neighborhood, another apartment. Sometimes another partner, another group of people you hang around. Sometimes it means moving out of one church or group or club. But you've got to move with the tides and times and the determinations of your body and of yourself. That's very important. People are learning. Instead of, again, protesting and contesting, lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, roll with the punches. Embrace the process and experience the progress. But if you resent the process, you will forfeit the progress. We won't go forward.
Yes. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate you. Appreciate the work you're doing and how you're helping people to interrogate and investigate and go within and tune into their intuition. Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you and next few weeks or next year, whatever it is. But we know we've got some dates locked down. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate you. Life is good, is getting better. To find out more about Bishop Carlton, once again, his website address is bishoppearson.com, PEARSON.com. And now we're moving on up, we're moving, we're expanding, we're shifting in consciousness, and for those of you who are listening for the first time, we just want to remind you what you're listening to.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's a special show. We don't usually do a show on Friday, but we wanted to invite spiritual midwives
to support us as we birth ourselves, as we get to know ourselves in a whole new way, as we love ourselves differently and embrace all that is, the good, the bad, the ugly, the light, the dark. And right now, we want to just drop down. I want to bring on my co-host for the Ancestral Blueprints, Lisa Iverson. She's a psychotherapist, systemic family constellations facilitator, the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And, of course, she is the co-host of the Ancestral Blueprints on Life Conversations Radio Network. They usually air, well, is at the last Wednesday of the month. Her website address is lisaiverson.com, lisaiverson.com. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, my co-host, myself, Lisa Iverson. Hey, Lisa, I messed your name up. Connie York. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for saying yes to this birthing process and contributing your energies in spite of everything that is going on and because of everything, not just in spite, but because everything is going on. Thank you.
Thank you. As I listen, it's such a blessing to listen to all the teachers who have been speaking in the last hour. You know, what a blessing. And I find myself thinking of this phrase that a woman in one of my ancestral healing circles said a few weeks ago, which is a quote from Carl Jung. And the quote is that the gold is in the dark. And what a... The phrase just keeps coming to me in this last hour. What an appropriate thing to be remembering on this day that in this part of the world, in another part of the world, their day is full of light, but in this part of the world, our day and night is full of darkness. And this gathering that you have called together is gold in the dark. And so I feel grateful to your deep listening that you did this, that you called us all together. And I will just continue on with a few other little nuggets. There's a few other little nuggets of gold or some other gems that kind of flow through me It's morning, and I'm on the West Coast, so it's morning here. It's afternoon and evening in other parts of the world, and you know, and it's in. I notice the resonance, the things that come to me, the resonance that there is with the others who have been speaking, and that's a blessing too for us to see that, you know, there's one mountain, many paths, but we're all in contact with the same mountain.
Yes.
And, you know, the language that I would use to describe what feels really important on this day and during this time of change is how much we all belong. We all belong. You know, it is very easy to miss this most obvious thing. So,
yes,
you know,
so obvious. So right there.
It's so right there, you know, and my work and my life is steeped in the field of ancestors and how much the things that have happened in our ancestors' lives is still influencing us today. And, you know, on this day, during this season, during this time of profound change, it's still an important thing to remember that sometimes what we're experiencing in our lives is in resonance with who and where we come from.
Yes.
And, you know, that we are not as original as we would like to think that we are. That, you know, we are in connection in ways that our minds cannot see or make sense of with our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, you know, the tribes that are part of our family soul that go back many generations.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a calling that I sense today and during this time to really remember that contact. And one of my daily prayers for many months now has been one of praying particularly to the ancestors who are whole and intact in their soul, that they give guidance and support and blessing to us in our families, in our workplaces, in our communities, in this moment, that these whole ancestors are available to bless and to guide us in whatever way is needed. So it's an often untapped resource, and my feeling deeply is that we need them more than ever. You know, I'm not going to skirt around the issue that, you know, on this beautiful day of solstice and transformation, people are going through really difficult things.
Yes, yes.
You know, there's a lot of people who are living with illness or poverty or trauma, disease, you know, many difficult challenges. And so let's not skirt around that. You know, let's call that that is, that life is also full of these challenging things. And so where are the resources? Well, our ancestors are a profound, steady, reliable resource during this time.
And,
you know from our correspondence in the last few days, I've had all this trouble with my computer. It just literally minutes ago, my computer just started to function. But, you know, my email system, you know, fell apart. My whole computer thing is all falling apart. And in the middle of it all, I also knew that I had exactly what I needed. And the phrase, the web, kept coming to me. You know, the computer connects us with the web, the internet web. But this also mirrors the web of creation. It mirrors the web of our ancestries, of our ancestral blueprints, of nature's web that we're all a part of. And so there's a call that I sense for us to remember that we and everyone and everything else are all a part of the same web.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we are in it together. And that old time, that old paradigm that says, I got to tough it out by myself. Some earlier speakers also spoke to this, you know, that time is done. It is done. So, thank you that you call us together, that today this conversation brings together many people, that is the way for us to move into the future.
Yes.
Is be in connection in the web, that we do it together.
Together. I love the image of the web, because what happens to the web affects the rest of the web. And we know that. We see that. So you got to make sure we pay attention and be aware. We're in it together. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you. And we'll talk later on to resolve the email issue later. Thank you.
It's working itself out. No worries. Yeah.
I know. That's right. I know. That's right. Thank you very much, Lisa. Love you. Life is good, it's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, a special edition, a special episode. And we're getting ready to go to Darnella. We're getting ready to wrap it all up and go on a journey to worthy and recognize that no matter what we're going through or growing through, we are already worthy. But sometimes we know that in this physical body, we have to go through some experiences to remind us what the truth is. And Darnella's going to wrap up this wonderful moment. Well, she's going to wrap up the guest part of it, and then Celeste and I are going to do our thing, and you know, we'll just let it unfold. We're not making any promises. We'll just do what comes up next. But right now, Darnella
Ford is our next spiritual midwife. She, Dianella Ford, award-winning author and inspirational speaker. Oh, my God, she's so much more than that. She's so much more. Dianella Ford travels the country inspiring people from all walks of life, from the inner city to the corporate boardroom. Dianella brings a unique insight and contagious passion through her healing and life-sustaining messages and programs. Through her post on Facebook, just her presence, her vibrational tone, you will hear it. When you, you know, she's going to activate you to get to step on to embrace your journey to worthy. Her website address is journeytoworthy.org. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my next spiritual midwife, my sister, my friend, Dianella Ford. Hello, Dianella. How are you doing?
Top of the fine day to you.
Yes, yeah, it is a fine day.
fine day. You know, I've been listening to the show. I just want to commend you on the beautiful insight that you brought to your audience today. Such a beautiful show. So much good information. I was having so many thoughts as I was listening to everybody and their commentary. I said, what in the world am I going to say? I know my time will be brief with you today. May I just jump in with something that I must say?
Sure.
That I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on self-love, self-worth, allowing, we all are in the understanding that there is a tremendous shift that's happening on the planet at this time. It's a good thing for human beings, despite what external appearances appear at this time. We are going through a good thing. It is a good thing what is happening. I had a dream about a week ago, and the reason I'm sharing was it was really brought up in my mind when I was listening to some of your guests. Throughout this dream, it felt more like a vision. I was running from something that was horrific looking, and it was half man, half horse, half, green and different colors and very daunting in its presence. And I remember spending most of this dream running and knowing that this was chasing me. And at the end of the dream, I was just so tired from running, I just allowed it to consume me. And I knew that if it consumed me, that would be the end of me. But yet in that moment, as this creature rose up to take me, I surrendered to it. And then I was released from the experience. Mm. In that moment, I saw words, the literal words that I saw, love yourself even when you have the option not to.
Mm.
And that was so profound. And I sat up in my bed and I thought about that all day, and I called friends of mine that were very close to me who have been on a similar path, and I shared with them the words, love yourself even when you have the option not to. So many times we have the option not to. So many times we can look upon our lives and see where we have failed or where we have fallen short in our estimation, how we've judged ourselves, how we've condemned ourselves, how we feel that we've let ourselves down, how we feel that we've let others down, how we've judged ourselves in the roles that we've played. And I realized in this dream, in this vision that I was having, there was a profound message coming through. Love yourself when you have the option not to. Love yourself when you failed. Love yourself when you've fallen short. Love yourself when you've disappointed yourself. I think this is a time in our human history, the energy that is moving through the planet at this time is bringing all things in the dark into the light. They are coming. They are coming up. They are surfacing. This is the moment more than ever for us to meet ourselves in love. We are here to love ourselves. We are here to love one another. The frequency of that will heal it all. We begin there. That's where we begin.
Yes. Yes. I love that. You know, love yourself even when you have the option not to. I mean, isn't that really the thing? It's easy to love oneself when things are aligning and we're feeling in alignment and things are working out. But there are moments where we feel we're messed up. There are moments where we think we just flipped it all up. It's like, oh, my God, I flipped that up. I sure did. this is the worst day of my life. But at that time, that's the time we were called to really love ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, I love it. And then it's yeah, we got to be that love. We got to be the love that we're talking about rather than waiting for something outside of us. And that dream that you shared is pretty powerful. I'm sure people who are into dreams are analyzing. I'm analyzing. It's like, wow, there's so much in there. But before
it really
we
is.
Let you, yeah, go ahead.
No, I just, you know, in that moment, it was a moment in which I was battling my own shadow side that week. I was up this morning at 5 in the morning having a very profound conversation on compassion. I mean, who's up at 5 a.m. talking about compassion? But I was. I was having a dialogue when I wanted to be asleep. And my partner and I were talking about compassion. And, you know, one thing I've learned, and I want to say this, it may seem like it's going a little bit veering another direction, but yet it's not. It's in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The judgment that we hold, and this was such a profound thought that came to me this morning, the judgment that we hold for others, we will have to live those out ourselves. And how that is translated in my own life, I remember having so many judgments about the way that my mother parented me. Mm-hmm. And when I became a parent, I swung way to the other side so that I could rise above my own judgments of her, which imprisoned me as a parent for many years. And I realized, you know, the judgments that we hold to others, we really imprison ourselves by our limited thoughts in that way. Compassion is the key. I mean, love is the basis. Compassion is the right.
We're losing you. You sound far. Something happened to your phone. Are you
okay,
there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. You're back. You're back.
Okay.
We can hear you now.
Just speaking on the nature of compassion is a key. I think love and compassion are two very key components for this time, especially what's happening on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, so true, so true. I am so grateful for you, my sister, as you support the world on their journey to worthy. You know, that's really what it's about. That journey to worthy is recognizing that we are worthy no matter what.
Absolutely.
Even if we had the option to convince ourselves that we're not, you're saying, you are it right now. Even when you ain't got your together, you are it. You are all that God is. Even when you flip up, it's all good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so in deep gratitude for the work that you're doing and how the things that are shifting in your world. I look forward to you joining us in January and talking about the event you're doing in L.A. Is it in January? No, in February. You're doing
it's in February,
event.
Yeah.
Yeah, February, yeah. Yes. And folks, to find out more about that, go to Darnella's website. It's Darnella Ford. No, it's not. It's journeytoworthy.org. You're like, really? I have a website called Darnella Ford? I didn't know that.
Journeytoworthy.org, yes.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
Bless
I really
you,
appreciate
thank you.
It.
I bless you for the work that you're doing. I bless you. And
thank
the best
you.
Is yet to come.
We're the best
you.
Is yet right. to come. I know that's right. Thank you. Woo,
thank
yes.
you, Colin.
Yes, yes, yes. The best is yet to come. Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. And, yeah, we pulled it together. Celeste, thank you, thank you. I know, right? Celeste said, oh, wow, wow, indeed. Y'all don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. Trying to listen and type and talk and organize things. And, oh, I got to say this. Actually, speaking of organize things, and I want to do this. I want to invite all of you right now, those of you listening on the phone line and the archive, even if you listen to this 10,000 years from today, I want you to just hold Reverend Deborah Johnson. She was supposed to be part of this, but a father made his transition, I think it was Sunday, and today is the memorial service in Los Angeles. So she won't be here, those of you who came to listen, but she won't be here. So just send us some love. But she will be here through the gift and technology of, through the gift of technology. That's what I meant to say. And John Stringer was supposed to be here. We don't know what happened to John Stringer. But, you know, we trust the process. It's all good. And here's Reverend Deborah Johnson. And what am I looking for? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because everything that Donella was saying, and to just remind ourselves that we are not our stuff. So get over your stuff, get over your whatever, and just keep it moving. You're on journey to worthy. And the dog said, yes, get over your stuff.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that, that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationship, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
You don't have to know how. Just be willing to experience the fullness of who you are. Let me bring on my wonderful, wonderful co-producer, my friend Celeste Morgan. And as I bring her on, I want to just thank all of you that are listening, those of you who listen to the show, the Ask Life Coach, at a radio show on a weekly basis, and the other shows, the Play Experience, My Authentic Lifestyle, Ancestral Blueprints, and now the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for supporting Life Conversations Radio. Thank you for sharing the show. I am really holding you in the high place that all your heart's desires are manifesting as we speak. I see the best in you. I see your life moving in the most effortless way. Yep, that's right, the most effortless way. I like that. That's a word I made up. It just came out of my mouth. Most effortless way. Okay. thank you, thank you. Let me bring on Celeste. We're so grateful for you. And as we co-create together, we need one another. Lisa said we're part of the web. And, we're here for you, and you're here for us, and together we are making a difference. Celeste.
Yes.
For folks who will say, what are you laughing at? Can you decide to make sure the guests know when they're coming on next? Celeste is talking to them, checking chat rooms and all the other stuff, just making sure things flow fluidly. And I've been talking to Celeste, typing one hand, listening to this conversation and trying to, yeah, but yes, thank you, thank you. How are you doing, my friend? How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm really grateful for the archive because one of the things about being present for the show is that you kind of miss things while you're screening. So I'll be able to experience it all over again later.
Yes.
Uninterrupted, and I cannot wait because I was hearing things, and I'm like, "Oh, what did that?" What? You know, but when you're in the midst of co-creating, it's all good. But I always have a treat at the end of a show is I get to go back and re-listen as a listener and get my own medicine. Happy winter solstice! You did a great job, Life Coach Today, and all the beautiful guests that were with
Thank
us.
You.
It was amazing to witness.
I mean, I must tell you, as I'm listening to them, I was in awe. I was feeling gratitude. And in my consciousness, I'm just saying, thank you, God, because, you know, as I said, I told you we were going to do a show. I didn't really know how it was going to happen, and just had the idea, and we send email back and forth. Some people can make it, some couldn't, and this is what we got. And I want to thank you for who you are. You know, I don't even remember. You've been part of Life Conversations for a long time, but as my co-producer, was it in February this year? I don't remember. Is it February? You keep dates.
It was in February.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Yes. And, you know, you've just been there from the beginning saying, "If you, what do you want? How can I help you?" And now you're really helping me in the emails that you send and getting dates right and making sure guests call on time on their call and they're gone and they have to call them back. You know, all the mess that leads to us embracing the message so we can pass out and share the message of love. I want to thank you for all you do and how you make it work. And I'm so grateful for you. You know, people get to hear my voice most of the time, but really, you make it easy for me. You make it easy. I mean, you send me an email of something, and then a few minutes before the show, it's like, can you resend that email to me? So thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. I truly thank God for you. And you have supported me to live my dreams, to live my passion, to share myself. And you are truly a gift to me. I know that much. You're a gift to me. You're a gift to humanity. And I'm looking forward to what we're going to co-create in 2013 and all and beyond.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yes,
it's gonna be fun.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm not necessarily doing a celestial moment at this moment, but I do have to tell you that 11 is running today. And it is a really strong master number. You know that. It's just magic. And then 2013, when you come back, because there is another show at 7
yes.
p.m., okay.
Yes.
But this is the last live show on this network. You'll be other places.
Well, no, there's one at 7. Remember, there's one at 7 o'clock. No, there's a live show, too.
You're absolutely right.
One at 7 p.m.
Right.
And
yep,
while you're saying that, before you told to do the energy, also at 3 o'clock today, I'm going to be hanging out with light workers. We're going to just come together and go slapping the world. Wake up, light workers. Wake up, light workers. Just slapping people. Wake up. What? Get up. Can I have 5 more minutes now? Wake up! So,
you got it. So they've got 3 places where they get to play with you before you go on vacay. So, you know, check out this show. Then 3 o'clock, your Wake Up Light Workers. I'll make sure I post something about that. And then at 7 p.m., they can join you. And then, oh, my goodness, you show up again at 8 o'clock. Are you tired on Within Radio?
Oh, I'm energized. Just what I do don't make me tired. It energizes me.
I know that's right.
Energizes me. I tell people, if I wasn't doing this, I'll be doing this.
I know that's right.
Like, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? This is what I'd be doing.
Well, you would have deserved your vacation. So, you know, there are at least 4 places, folks, that you can catch Life Coach Day in action. And I will be posting all over the wall so you can locate him. And just continue enjoying your winter solstice, the return of the light, and the celebration of 1221 as well. It's powerful.
Right. Indeed, indeed. 11. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, my sister. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we... I want to give them a gift of Abraham. I don't think this has heard it. Yes, so it's something that they can use. Okay, anything else you want to leave with our listeners, share with them before we go to Abraham and all the other good stuff?
Well, what I've learned, this thing about 11, and it's... One of the things that I pay attention to now is how numbers create pictures, and 11 looks like a channel. So when you go back and you check out this show and you check out the other places of light, remember that you are a channel for that light as well. It's running through you, as you. And I thank each and every one of you for how you've been supporting the both of us on our journey.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. I love you and I appreciate you. You are a blessing to the world. And I'm so grateful that you said yes, that you keep moving forward, even though and sometimes you're like, I don't know, but you say yes. And because of your yes, the world gets to heal and get to love themselves differently. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Yes, it's almost time to release the show. For those of you who may not know, I'm thinking, Wake Up Light Workers, where? If you go to blogtalkradio.com/Wake Up Light Workers with an S. Wake Up Light Workers. Guess what? We're all light workers. Don't be too stressed. Just lighten up. Lighten up. And if you meet people who are feeling heavy and going through some challenging time, be the light on their path. We are all here to heal, to lift each other up. We need each other. How can you make a difference for somebody else today? What do you want for yourself? What are you desiring for yourself? Well, make that possible for somebody else. And for those of you saying, well, you know, I'm loving this. This is great. But I just don't know what my passion, purpose, what my reason for being is. Just stop it. Just stop it. You're here. Just your existence is making a difference. And here's what, let me go to Abraham. You got to hear this. When I heard this, I was going, yummy. This is spiritual truth. A friend of mine, Dr. Stephanie Sears, she always says, Abraham drops truth. This is truth on steroids. So this is Abraham addressing the conversation about how to discover your path. What is it all about? Discovering your calling. We'll be right back.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here today. And I... my question. I feel a lot of emotions and a lot of happiness and a lot of love comes from God for me. And I feel like I want to give it out. And as I'm moving along, I just sold my business, and I've been trying to figure out my calling in life, and I guess that is my question. Is there such a thing as calling in life?
Well, in the sense, we talked earlier about how you were source energy before you came into this physical body. And so, of course, you existed as consciousness, as a masterful creator, and as a powerful intender when you made the decision to come into this experience. And now that you are here in this body as a part of that consciousness, you are exploring and coming to more clarity about who you really are and what you're really wanting. And so it would be accurate to say that even before you came into this physical body, that you had very clear intentions about being an uplifter, about assisting others, about living life on purpose, about being a deliberate creator, about fulfilling your life's purpose, about understanding your guidance system, about coming into alignment. Because before you came into this physical body, you understood all of those laws of the universe. You held holy your understanding of your own worthiness. You didn't feel like you were someone coming to be tested or someone to prove some sort of worthiness. You knew that you were a masterful creator coming into an environment that would inspire you to your specific desires and purposes. So it would not be accurate for us to say that you picked all of that intentionality up along this physical trail, because certainly you are an eternal being who had much intention as you came in. But the intention that you found along your physical trail and what you've put into your vortex, that really is that purpose that is calling you. In other words, sometimes physical beings want to make it sound like before they got here, someone else decided who they were supposed to be, who they were, and what they should get done when they got here. Mm-hmm. And none of that is the case. Sometimes physical beings think that there is some version of them that God or someone has that they now have to figure out, get on the right path, and live up to. And that's not accurate either, because you are a creator in the same way that you know that God is a creator. You are a creator not only of your path, but you are the creator of the manifestation of that path. Everything about your experience, you are the creator of. So the best way that we can define what your life's purpose is that your life's purpose is to be the creator that you were born to be, which means you intended to explore and you intended to know what you don't want. You intended to know what you do want. But most of all, you intended to be aware of your relationship with this source energy. And that's the thing that so many people have sort of forgotten about. Because when you're born into your physical body, and those big ones who got here before you did seem to be running the show, and as they see you, as they behold you, as they hold you as their object of attention, most of them, for most of you, made it very clear very early on that your life would go better for you if you listened to what they had to say. And that if, as you listened to what they had to say, if you defied them, it didn't go very well for you. In other words, they made it quite clear that you were best served by matching your intentions and your behavior to what they thought was the best idea. And so even though in most cases they were extremely well-meaning, what they did not realize that they were accomplishing is that they were training you away from your own guidance system, because you can't serve two masters. You cannot make your decisions about what you will do based upon what your mother thinks or your father thinks or your lovers think or your peer group thinks. You can't make those decisions and at the same time be in perfect vibrational alignment with all that you have intended. And what makes this a little confusing, and we want to clear this up right here and now, is that when you ask for these things, as our friend was talking about choosing, as you ask for things in life that you want as you're moving through life day to day, you're asking so incrementally that there's not a human that we have ever met, and we are aware of all of them, who could accurately explain what they've put into their vortex, because you've done it over such a long period of time and you've done it so incrementally, and this amended, evolving version of who you are vibrationally and spiritually and soul-wise and inner being-wise, it has been becoming over such a long period of time, and that's what you're wanting to reach to. That's what's calling you. You're being called to the fullness of what you've become. That's what every emotion that you feel is. So there's not some big, finished portrait or picture of who you are supposed to be that was painted and put there before you were even born. You've been in the process of creating it, and all day, every day, it evolves still further.
And it feels really overwhelming when you feel that way, when you feel the love, and you feel like, oh my God, what's next, what I'm supposed to be doing.
But you see, it's not overwhelming, as we were talking earlier about these vortex canal walks. And as you are moving incrementally, it is not overwhelming. Of course, your vortex feels overwhelming to you when you're not in it.
But, I mean, overwhelming good. I mean, it's just a lot of good.
We understood that that's what you mean. But what we are saying to you is, anytime something feels bigger than you are, or that you're not ready for it, then you're not in vibrational sync with it.
Okay. See?
And that's the reason that we are wanting you to relax and acknowledge as best you can the well-being that is surrounding you here and now, here and now, here and now, here and now. Because in an acceptance of, or in a appreciation of what is, even if what is hasn't blossomed out to be everything that you think you want it to be, in the appreciation of what is, there's no resistance, which makes you ready to move into the next vibration. There is such power in acknowledging the well-being with where you are. We think that the perfect mantra is to be satisfied with what is while eager for what is coming. Mm-hmm. Is the very best vibrational stance to be in, you see. So your calling, so let's make these points very clear. Your calling was, you're being self-called. You're being called by your broader self. But who created that broader self? You did. So you're being called by you. It's important to understand these vibrational aspects of yourself. We've used over the years the analogy of the guidance system, that a part of you already is where you want to be and is always offering that signal. And by feeling for it and bit by bit by finding it, you not only find comfort and satisfaction and ease and clarity and exhilaration, but you also find the vibrational stance that then allows the cooperative universe to yield to you the path and all of the details to all of the manifestations of all of the things that you want. Humans often think that they are here to create things, even empires or even movements or even manifested things. And while all of that certainly is part of this spiritually based exploration into the expansion of who you are, what you really are the creator of is you. And so when you accept that both parts, the non-physical, the vibrational part, and the physical manifestational part of you are you, and that your emotions hold the key to the alignment between them, now you can be very clear about where you stand in any moment in time. Now there is no confusion about anything, you see. Helpful?
Yes.
So if we say to you, so what is your path? What did you get from what we just gave you? What is your path?
Being me, living in the now, creating today, what I want to create, because I'm the only creator from the beginning till the end.
So what we said to you is, your path is to know what you don't want, to know what you do want, to send the rocket, to be the non-physical inner being who becomes, who holds the consistent vibrational stance so that the law of attraction can respond and all the cooperative components are gathered. And then your work is to come into alignment with that. So what is your path? It's interesting, isn't it? What is your path? Is it your path to know what you don't want? Yes. Is it your path to sometimes be negative because you are standing outside the vortex? Yes. Is it your path to know the difference between what feels not good and what feels better? Yes. Is it your path to send off these rockets of desire? Yes. Is it your path to feel the emotional difference between who you really are and who you're letting yourself be? Yes. Is it your path to find the best feeling thought that you can find? Yes. Is it your path to acknowledge that you feel better now? Yes. Is it your path to stay in the vortex forevermore? No. Is it your path to get out there and mix it up so that you launch more rockets? Yes. Is it your path to eternally become? Yes. So therefore, is it your path to sometimes know what you don't want? Yes. Is it your path to be aware when you're out of the vortex? Yes. Is it your path to be aware when you are in the vortex? Yes. Is it your assignment to always be in the vortex? Certainly not. Is it your path to always be out of the vortex? No, it's not even possible. Is it, so by path, what do we mean by, is it your destiny? Is it the expectation of God? In other words, what's this path all about? You can't get off your path. You can't get off your path. You can't get off your path. You can just decide that you're going to enjoy more of it or not. You can decide that you're going to be more deliberate about it. You see, you could not know anything about this. You could not know about vibration. You could not know about emotion. You'd just be out there mixing it up, and you're still launching rockets into your vortex all day, every day. You're still becoming. And we promise you, when you have your croaking experience, you will allow all that you've become. We just don't think you should have to croak to be deliberate about your creating. And we've noticed, as we have been participating with so many of you, that when you know what you don't want, and then you define what you do want, and then you deliberately talk about what you like best about what you do like, and you acknowledge consciously that you have activated in your vibration purposefully the vibration of what you do want, and you become so sensitive to your emotions that you are really aware when you're out of the vortex and you're in the vortex. So you are deliberately holding yourself in consistent or more consistent alignment with all that you are, so that you're friskier, you're more robust, you're more clear, you have more vitality, you're more sure-footed, you have better timing, you're rendezvousing with more of the things that you want to rendezvous with, you're just in love with life. We've noticed that when you are deliberate about it in that way, and only when you're deliberate about it in that way, does the manifestation of it really please you. Because then, oh, think about the ship in the locks of the canal. Then you're in the place to receive and feel it fully. Have you ever had a conversation with someone who just wasn't getting you?
Yeah.
And you were so worth getting. Oh, yeah. You had such a good point. You're making such a good point, and you so wanted them to get it. But they weren't getting it because they weren't ready for the vibrational blowback experience that you were giving them. They weren't ready, you see. And so when you deliberately prepare yourself, there is a satisfaction in remembering that you knew what you didn't want, and remembering that you launched a rocket, and even recalling that you weren't all the way up to speed with it, and then remembering the thoughts that helped you to click in, and then remembering the improvement that you began to feel, and beginning to remember how much happier you were feeling, and then to begin to watch this cooperative universe at your beck and call yield to you the incremental details of things that would satisfy and delight you. Friends, that is where the feeling of worthiness comes from. In other words, that feeling that so many are yearning for, that's that feeling. It's that feeling of knowing your capability, knowing your value, knowing that you're in the right place at the right time, knowing that you can't get it wrong, knowing that you're right on your path, knowing that you are eternally expanding, and most of all, knowing that you get this emotion thing, knowing that you get the vibrational part of it, knowing that you're molding the clay of energy, the clay of vibration, and that you're playing it just right, and that you're winning again and again. You're winning. You're winning because you're consciously involved in the forward motion of your own life experience. And you reach the place where it doesn't matter to you what one other person on the planet is doing or thinking about what you're doing. Because all of that is irrelevant. All that is relevant, all that is relevant is your relationship with the powerful becoming that you cannot stop, no matter how hard you might think you could try. You can't get off your path.
Yes.
Good to know.
Thank you.
You cannot get off your path, and it's really good to know. So when what's that actor's name again? I can say his name. When he said, "We're winning, I'm winning, I'm winning," we thought it was funny, but it was a spiritual truth. He already won. The ebb and the flow, the up and the down, the in and the out, the dark and the light, the death and the birth. All the same thing to God. It's time to chill. It's time to just chill the flip out. That's right. Chill the flip out. Say, oh, I'm winning. I am here for something great. I called myself forth to be part of this shift. I am the light that I'm looking for. And even while I'm experiencing this moment of darkness, all is well, because there is no spot where God is not. So right where I am, whatever I'm moving through, growing through, and going through, God is there. I'm always on my path. And I want to thank all of you. Thank you for Saggy Show and Nitra, Silent Listener Disguised as Guest, Stephanie Blunt, Tamara, Electra, Elaine, all the other people that I can't see, Monica, Donna, Celeste, who else? I don't know. If I missed your name out and didn't call, it's not intentional. It's just so much going on in my head right now. Trying to pull it together. But I really, really want to thank all of you. If you get a chance, join me today live on Wake Up Light Workers, blogtalkradio.com/WakeUpLightWorkers with an S. /WakeUpLightWalkers. And then come back at 7 on Life Conversations Radio for the truth about this day, the truth about December 21st, 2012. It's been a great day. I am so grateful for you. Thank you. If you don't join me again later on, all is well. And if you never listen to the show ever again, thank you. Thank you for listening. And if you listen for the first time, thank you. And after today, I'll be back after the last show at 7 or 8 o'clock on Within Radio. So you get it. You figure it out. Just come to my Facebook wall or Ask Life Coach at a fan page. All the information is there. I don't want to confuse you. I'm confusing my own self. And I want to thank all the spiritual midwives that showed up today to add to this wonderful co-creative experience. We have Reverend Rio Kelly, Charles Holt, Richard Moss, Sherry Richards, we have Bishop Carlton, we had Lisa Iverson, and Darnella Ford wrapped it up. So today we're going to release the show. John was supposed to join us, but I guess this is a good way. Hey, hello, Dave. How are you doing, Dave? My man, how are you? Nice to see you. Not really, but, you know, seeing you with insight, with my inner eyes. Yes, John Stringer was supposed to join us, but we don't know what happens. But we know that right where he is, God is, all is well, nothing to worry about. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And I'm going to release the show with State of Man, Swallow Your Fears. It just makes sense to end the show with this. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow in and out of you, because that's how we keep the flow. That's how we keep everything in the flow. Allow yourself to be loved. Don't be too strong. No, I'm okay. I don't need no love. Yes, you do. You are part of it. You are love. So let's share it. I will see you later on, 3 p.m. Eastern, on Wake Up Light Workers. Make sure you join us there. This is State of Man, stateofmanmusic.com is their website.
swallow your fears and embrace today and embrace yourself and love out loud. Peace and blessings.
Say what you want to say, but you know there's something in the way. There's something in the way. Don't act like nothing's wrong.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.